This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. I don't normally start with clearing my throat, Sid Hartman-esque, but I don't know. That just happened, Todd. What just happened there? I need a Snickers bar. Is what I need. Yeah. If I don't get a Snickers bar, I turn into Sid Hartman. See what I'm happening? What's happening? Fix that, for crying out loud. God, I don't know what that was, but anyway. Sound okay now? Todd, you might just have to take over. You might just have to. I have no question.
I don't want that.
I'm joking.
I eat a Snickers, I turn into you.
Is that what happens? Okay, I'm getting Manny on that. We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken and KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson. Thanks for listening. Glad you're there. A busy hour to come on the program. Jim in Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in. I'm going to get Jim in here. We're going to chat in a moment with Jerry Mullins from the National Mining Association. He's going to bring us inside the data that he has looked at related to the election. So we're going to talk about the presentation he made here for the group, and we'll have him crank up a crystal ball to tell us what's going to happen in about 30 days. So look forward to that. And we're also going to catch up with the Coal Blue Project president, John Wood, a little later on in the program. Lake Knot Energy Council is where we're at. Their fall meeting. It's at the Ramcota in Bismarck, broadcasting live today on What's on Your Mind. Jim in Bismarck, thanks for waiting, sir. What is on your mind?
Quite crazy. You know, they got about six to a thousand people down there sitting there, and obviously none of them have a job to go to. I wish I could sit around for weeks and do nothing, but the crazy thing about it is we're the ones paying the tax dollars to keep them sitting around down there, because, you know, the government takes care of them anyway. But the funny thing about it is, so we're really, in a sense, it looks like we're actually participating our tax dollars to break the law. If you really look at it, doesn't that make sense?
In a way, yeah. I mean, you know, indirect, obviously not writing a check saying, here, go do this, but, you know. You know, that's part of it. I think at some point we need to have a conversation about all of that, right? But it has to be a conversation. Yeah. It has to be not here's what we're going to do. Look, I think if I'm in the Native American world, I see what happened with Garrison. I see what happened in other places. There's an argument for they got a bad deal. You know, one of our texters a moment ago said, so what about the thugs that force natives off their land and onto reservations? Is that not terrorism? Well, I would argue that in many cases it was. But guess what? It's ancient history. You know, at some point you've got to say, okay, and obviously a lot of that, what happened that we could fairly characterize as bad, that was part of the reason that they've been given what they've been given. Okay, and there is the unique arrangement with the sovereign lands and all that. That's fine. I don't have to think it's working. Mostly, it's not working for them. It's horrible. I mean, we've got in this state of North Dakota, one of the most prosperous on the planet, you have communities that look like third world countries. And that's just not right. And it's not unique to North Dakota. It happens in other places as well. So there's a lot of really important things that we need to work on, and I hope we can. We got to get beyond this. And I'm not so sure, you know, even though I understand your sentiment, that, you know, to run around and rub it in their face, that, oh, you're protesting us and we're writing checks, works, right? That isn't, you're not going to move the ball down the field if that's the way you approach this. We've got to fix this mess. It's a mess that the federal government's making. They've made it absolutely worse. There's no doubt about it. But after we fix the mess, then let's figure out a reset, a true reset. That's my hope anyway, Jim.
All right, Scott. Thanks for it.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and these are any other topics today. Jerry Mullins has spent his career leading and implementing political, public affairs, and communication campaigns that influence us, the public at large. And he is now with the National Mining Association, handles government affairs for them and is keeping them attuned and their members attuned to what's happening in this election. Jerry, nice to have you. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So you gave the group today a pretty good run-through. I was riveted because I'm just hanging on every little shred of information these days about what's happening, and I thought maybe we should recap a little bit of that for the audience. Presidential race first. Where do you see this thing at right now?
Well, it's been an amazing election cycle to this point. You've seen some populist candidates like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump who just captured an idea and a frustration with Washington, D.C., that they've mobilized and turned into real movements. Now, of course, Hillary's the Democrat nominee, but you saw that there's still a big base of the Democrat Party that has dissatisfied with what Washington's doing, and to a certain extent, you wonder what the enthusiasm is going to be within Democrat circles to turn out for Secretary Clinton. And then when you look
let me just stop you there one sec. Don't lose your train of thought. How much different is that this time than any other time, right? In other words, Republicans weren't all that thrilled about Mitt Romney, and ultimately it showed, right? I mean, nowhere near to the numbers of Hillary, I don't believe. But I keep holding on that shred right there that people will walk on broken glass for Donald Trump right now. And I mean, every arena he goes to is jam-packed. He's broken every rule of presidential politics, right?
Oh, yeah.
But and Hillary Clinton is just sort of tepid. It's sort of like, you know, we had a person called earlier from South Dakota who goes, well, I've been a Democrat all my life, so, yeah, I voted for Hillary. Of course I did. But he wasn't excited about it, you know?
Sure.
I mean, so is that enough of a factor? Is there enough of a difference there that we can count that as a Trump card for us?
I think you have to count the Trump advantage. And if you look at the 8 and 12 cycles and the enthusiasm that President Obama was able to bring out of his supporters versus what's currently happening in the turnout models, you have to wonder where she's going to make up that enthusiasm difference. Now, is it going to be dissatisfied moderate Republicans who don't necessarily get excited about Donald Trump? That's tough to say, but I think you have to look at what the models were for 8 and 12, how close some of those states were in that election cycle, and wonder if there's going to be enough of a way for her to take her to the 270 electoral votes. And when you look at the Trump side of the ledger, you know, you see a guy who's registered over 3 million voters. He's mobilized a voice within the Republican politics, which we're not sure really existed until he was able to capture this kind of anti-establishment momentum. You know, I mean, when was the last time we saw a Republican primary where the guy with the most money didn't win? And when you look at how well-funded the Jeb Bush campaign was versus the reality of what Donald Trump was spending and what his turnout was, you know, that enthusiasm factor has to weigh into where you see the next 30 days going. Now, we've got a big debate Sunday night, which will no doubt have an impact on how things settle up for this stretch run. But, you know, right now, I don't think you can responsibly look at the electoral map and see that Hillary has an easier path just because of the realities of California, Illinois, and New York. But you also have to look at that same map and you say right now there's probably 168 electoral votes that are in the toss-up category. You know, you think Clinton's probably solidified right around 200. You think Trump is probably solidified right around 165, 168. So, you know, you've got another subset of 168 that's in the toss-up category. So this really, you know, we're coming to the quarter poll, and I think it's very difficult to know exactly who's going to win this election.
Fascinating. About a million questions I have for you. I want to let our audience know if you have questions or comments on this, too. Certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Jerry Mullins is with us, National Mining Association, election analysis for the Lignite Energy Council today. And sharing a little bit of that with us on the program. You mentioned Trump registering 3 million voters. Well, how does that compare to what Romney registered?
Well, Romney probably registered somewhere between a half million and a million.
No kidding?
Yeah,
so why do I keep hearing that Trump doesn't have he doesn't have an organization, and they don't have a structure, and they don't have, you know, there seems to be some poo-pooing that, you know, that Trump isn't doing what he needs to do in the way of a ground game.
Well, Trump is not running a traditional campaign for president. There is no question. He does not have the physical you know, polling precinct captains in place like previous campaigns have. Now, that said,
doesn't sound like he needs them when he's registering 3 million voters compared to Romney's half a million.
You know, I think that's where you're seeing the evolution of electoral process, especially in this election, because we don't know. I mean, nobody can dissect exactly why Trump was so successful through the primary process except to say that his message resonated louder and stronger, and he was somehow inoculated from the criticisms that other candidates were putting towards him. So the reality is, you know, he's done something very special. He's done something very well in winning that nomination. Does that translate to the general? You know, In certain states, I have no doubt that it will. In other states, it'll be a little more uphill.
I want to ask you about the quiet vote. You hear about people, you hear this a lot about the polls don't reflect all of the Trump support because some people simply aren't going to tell a pollster or anybody else they're voting
sure.
for Trump. Is that real?
That's definitely real.
How many points do you think?
I think there's probably 3 to 7 points out there that just doesn't want to tell anybody what they're going to do. You know, when they go into that voting booth and when they look at Donald Trump and they look at Hillary Clinton, is it a hold my nose and vote for who I trust? Is it a hold my nose and vote for who I hope will be the change agent? Is it a hold my nose and vote for a third-party candidate? I think that's really tough to predict.
I have long thought Trump was going to win by double digits. Sometimes I get a little queasy on that, you know. Maybe this last debate would have been one of those times or a few other things, but is that still possible?
You know, anything's possible.
You think this is going to be razor thin? One way or the other.
I think it'll be, if Trump wins, he'll win. If Trump wins, he'll probably win by 5 points because it's going to be a movement no one's been able to capture.
Hold that thought. More with Jerry Mullins on Election 2016, a month away. After this, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Don Ronsberg from the Department of Homeland Security, discusses the run, hide, fight concept.
Run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, run, hide, fight are the choices. So if you can safely get out of that building, then get out. You know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility, and a safe room is any type of a room that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out. And then as a last resort, you have to fight. You have to survive.
For more information on violence preparedness, go to www.ndse.org/homeandcommunity.
Let there be lights in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, we're back on What's on Your Mind, Ram Coder today for the Lignite Energy Council fall meeting. Always enjoy this meeting. A lot of good folks here, good conversation, and today is no disappointment. Just like always, really enjoying it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com is a great resource for you. Or you can just call Pipers. They'll send you out a catalog so you can have everything right there in your hands. They do a nice catalog. 877-700-4099. One of the top five land auction companies in America, but they do more than land auctions. I mean, we just did that big machinery auction, equipment auction out at their new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. You can see some lumber going up there. They got a new building, so we're going to be there for their grand opening for that coming up soon. But they also do real estate and land management and much more. And they're busy, as always, this week. In fact, tomorrow they'll be doing an auction up Cavalier County. It's a written bid land lease, actually, on about 467 acres up there. So that's on the docket. And there's also next Wednesday in Dunn County, a nice parcel of 632 acres. It'll be up, and Medora on the 13th of October, another nice one there, Golden Valley County. So a lot of nice auctions coming up. Check them out at Pipers.com or give them a call and tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of our conversation with Jerry Mullins, who's with the National Mining Association and is in charge of keeping their members attuned to what's happening in this election. Just a couple more things on the presidential election, then I want to get your take on the House and Senate race. I should probably also ask you, we were talking during the break about this race and Congress and folks watching it from there, and you mentioned you have some interactions with Congressman Cramer regularly, is that right?
I do, and I tell you, he is one of the smartest guys walking the halls of Congress, and it's just a real pleasure to work with, you know, somebody that bright, that in tune, that experienced, who really looks out what's best for the folks in his home state, but also really grasps the problem that our industry is facing. Just a really smart guy.
And did you get a chance to do some input when the process was happening, formulating Trump's energy plan through Kevin?
Absolutely. We had a chance to meet with him and kind of lay out where we saw the real threats to the industry and what some of the activity from the Obama administration had been that was terribly hostile towards the industry and caused a great deal of pain. And just really resonated with him the message of, we just want an even playing field, you know, that the fossil extractive energy resources this country can provide shouldn't be looked at as a burden or something to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
It's something that we really, you know, should be taking advantage of.
Pretty sad when an industry has to go and say, just treat us like everybody else.
Yeah.
Just give us a level playing field. We don't want any special favors. We don't need anything. Just you know, put us on the oh, man. It's a sad day. Fred and Wing for our guest, Jerry Mullins. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, Mr. Mullins, I didn't know I was going to get a chance to talk to you, but thank you for your work. I heard that guy talk earlier, Scott, about the about what would happen if the farmers or the ranchers would have some kind of a protest. I remember what happened in Oregon. 13 protesters went into a wildlife preserve and ended up, the federal marshals killed a leader, Lavoie Finicum, shot him out in the middle of the road. And then proceeded to put all the other protesters in federal prison or trying to put them into trial for it. Maybe we need to get together as a protest, as a bunch of farmers and ranchers and people in the city too. Get the sheriff from Morton County to deputize about 5,000 of us, and we go out and have a prayer meeting right beside him. If we could find 320 acres of stubble ground out there that somebody would let us do it, we would get a legal protest, get a permit for a day.
Yeah, you're not the first to suggest that. You're not the first to suggest that. And I have to tell you, hearing the stories about how the farmers and ranchers are being harassed has just risen my blood pressure a notch every dang day. I'm getting to that point. I don't think if we said we're going to do that, anybody would go, oh, good, I'm glad you're going to do that. I think they'd go, oh, no, look at the potential for that confrontation. But I, at some point, you just you need to let people know there's another side to this and that you stand with them. So appreciate the sentiment, Fred. I'm going to keep going here just because I want to take advantage of Jerry's time here in the few minutes we have left here to chat about the presidential election. The other thing I want to ask you about so we talked about the polls, the ground game on Trump, the 168 electoral votes up for grabs right now. If you go state by state, is Trump winning in states that Obama won? Enough of them, I guess, to really put that 168 to say, because I know it's Iowa. I mean, like, you know, Obama won Iowa pretty handily, and the last time I saw it, you know, Trump was up by 5-6 points.
Well,
I mean,
well, certainly the three most important states you're going to continue to hear about are Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. And, you know, Trump's ability to be competitive in those states, you know, that's a significant shift in votes. When you look at the what North Carolina and Virginia could be, those are also, I mean, even though North Carolina did go for Romney last election, but still, that's very much a state that it's play, as is Virginia, which went for President Obama last cycle. So when you look at those handful of states, that's probably where you're going to see the election being decided. That plus, I would say, Nevada, which is absolutely in play, and Colorado's tightened up quite a bit as well. Those are states that went for President Obama last cycle, but, you know...
That's what I mean. So you start talking about Nevada, Colorado, Iowa, some of those states that he won. So, yeah, I get you on Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio. That's almost a given, yeah. Right? Although Pennsylvania's gone the other way, for a while, as has Ohio and Florida, and it made the difference. But, you know, we're taking that as a given. He's going to win those three. But if he wins, a couple of those others, we got a real race here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
If he wins, it's done.
Yeah.
You know, that's his path to 270.
That's what has given me a lot of comfort in looking at the numbers in states that Obama won for Trump, where he was not just a toss-up, but leading, right? And there's a handful of those.
Absolutely. I mean, the optimism for the Trump campaign is real, but that said, you know, the cards have to play out a certain way, and when you're within 30 days of an election, and when the election is as tight as it is, every day kind of counts.
30 seconds on this one. Sorry, we're getting up against the clock here, but 30 seconds on the Senate races and just control of the Senate and how the Trump campaign's impacting that.
Well, the House is easy because that's going to stay Republican. They'd have to lose 42 seats for that to flip. So when we look at the House, we see maybe 10 to 15 competitive district races. So the worst case scenario, you may see the margins on the House and committees get a little bit tighter. But you'll continue to see a Speaker Paul Ryan. In the Senate, it gets a little bit more dicey. There's probably 46 safe Democrat seats, 46 safe Republican seats. You've got 8 toss-ups. And what I try to tell this audience today is, when you look at states like Indiana, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Illinois, you've got mining states that are going to have an impact on what the United States Senate's going to look like, you know, next year. And who the majority leader and the minority leader is going to be, who's going to head up the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. You know, the trickle-down effect of the election is real. And one of the things we like to talk about at a meeting like this is your vote matters. Your friends' votes matters. Your vendor suppliers, your people you talk to, those votes matters. I mean, sure, in this state, we pretty much know what the election outcome is going to look like. But when everyone has relationships and everyone has a value to their vote, and we like to reiterate that message.
Well, and it's nice to have the energy country having control of it, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're talking about in some of those key states, energy states, where the balance of the power in the Senate will be decided with them.
Absolutely. And going back to the interesting roadmap to the 270, you know, when was the last time you saw Illinois with less than a 10-point lead for the Democrat candidate? Well, I'm not saying Illinois is going to go for Trump. But when you look at states like New Jersey, states like Connecticut.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean.
Minnesota's in single digits.
Exactly. Wisconsin. You know, Michigan, I think I saw a poll this morning, but it's going the other way. But it's fascinating, the states that are actually in play.
Thank you for the optimism. Like you say, a lot has to happen.
Yep.
But it's doable. It's possible. It's very different what you hear from the national media.
Yep.
You know, they're cheerleading against the guy. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Nice chatting with Jerry Mullins from the National Mining Association on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields. Giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So our friends at High Plains Apache wanted me to tell you, if you want a businessman's sprayer, then you need High Plains Apache. And I tell you what, a farmer is nothing if he's not a businessman, especially in this day and age, especially with the price of commodities these days and all the other challenges that are out there. So I know the growers out there appreciate that mentality, and that's the way they think. Speaking of which, just a quick side note, my friend Tom Campbell's a farmer, potato farmer, senator from Grafton. You know, I talked to him this morning. He said, how's it going? Don't ask, he said. I said, why? 42 inches of rain since May. Can you believe it? They've had 42 inches of rain since May up, I guess, just north of Grand Forks on up in that kind of that quadrant, the Grafton area. Try pulling potatoes out of the ground with that. So they're having one heck of a harvest up there. So we'll be keeping them in our thoughts and prayers. That's what I mean when I say, you know, businessman sprayer. Because that's what the High Plains Apache folks wanted me to tell you about. And they mean business. Their customers have made it clear they work hard for the money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. And High Plains Apache respects that. Works hard to earn your business. And it's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. And when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. Bottom line. And a support team to back it up, proven to work as hard as you do. Stop and see them in Mandan across the road from Bonanza on Eastside Court. Also, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. And tell them Scott sent you. Todd, too. To High Plains Apache. All right. 27 before the top of the hour. By the way, Al Jaeger tomorrow on the program, the Secretary of State, to answer a number of questions related to voter ID and things that have come up. We always sort of assemble the questions that come in from our audience and do what we can to get you answers. And a lot of folks also have been asking about, you know, can you come in and protest and camp and then vote? Does it work like that? So we're going to get some answers for you on that tomorrow on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments right here at 800-228-0550. Texter says, group of us are proud North Dakota coal miners, and we're going to offer to stand guard in the farmer's yard to protect them to get their work done. Isn't that something? Very good sentiment there, I'll tell you that. Appreciate it very much. And I know Fred earlier was on to something there. I think it's we do need to show them their support in more of just saying it and actually doing something. So let's put our heads together. I know that the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Darrell Lees, has been hearing a lot of stories and is efforting to make sure those stories get heard. And so we're going to be hearing more about that. I think KX is working on something right now, and we're going to invite those same folks to come on the air. But maybe there's more we can do. Maybe we can do something like that. Another texter, is Trump going to fire bullets this debate, or do you think he's saving it for the third debate? Well, I don't know what you mean by fire bullets. if you mean sort of, you know, better respond to things, I think is, honestly, here's my advice to Donald Trump. Ignore Hillary Clinton. Ignore her. Don't even hear anything she says. Go into that debate with the 10 things on your mind that you need to say. And, you know, your team around you knows what those are. And some of those, no doubt, are going to be responses to what she says. Ignore the woman. Because clearly he was unable to ignore her last time. She got under his skin. She won. And, of course, the moderator's there. It's always two for one. And so it was stupid. But I wouldn't go in there firing bullets. I actually was cringing a little early on. I'm turning my man card to Todd and Manny here. But early on in that first debate, I was cringing a little because I thought he was being a little overly aggressive. I mean, I'm texting friends of mine saying, be careful, right? Because, you know, there's a different standard when a man is debating a woman. There just is. Hopefully most men are gentlemen. So it's tough. I have a hard time saying things that are gentlemanly when I'm referring to Hillary Clinton. But, it's a tough darn deal. So I appreciate that very much. Let's see. Before we get to our next guest, Todd, I'm going to go to Bill in Grafton, and then we've got an off-air call I haven't gotten to. Bill, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I'm just curious with this whole pipeline thing. Where's the Child Protective Services? We got kids all over, no certified teachers. Living in questionable conditions with sanitary conditions, the food, the 40 degrees at night, living in a tent. Anybody else do that, they'd have their kids taken away.
Yeah, of course, Child Protective Services and the challenges of, tribal law versus U.S. law is a mess in of itself. By the way, that's what we ought to be having protests about. That's what we ought to be talking about, and who is vulnerable because of that relationship of, oh, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And, it's that in of itself. I also thought of when you mentioned that, the kids in the classroom, it might be worth talking to Kirsten Baszler, too, to see what kind of authority there is there as well, because, of course, that encampment is not on tribal land. I mean, there's some on tribal land, very little. The majority of it is not on tribal land.
How does sovereign nation law affect when they're not even on sovereign land?
It shouldn't. It should not. It absolutely should not. So those are good questions, Bill.
Thanks.
We'll dig into both. Appreciate it. So, Mr. Rovate, that means we need Maggie Anderson from the Department of Human Services as a guest on our radar, and also Kirsten Baszler on those questions. Go ahead and roll that call, Todd, if you would.
Hey, Scott, this is an idea. I think you ought to organize a protest of the protesters and have it all 60 miles away from the protest site, but have it on core land. And just to show how right Kevin Cramer was, that if we're on core land and we're protesting the protesters, it would show just how fast the federal government would shut us down and warrants or arrests for those protesters are the protesters. I think that would be a great thing for you to try to organize. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm getting a growing sense that that's what the listeners are asking for. And again, to the extent we're not causing law enforcement and the good folks that are trying to keep law and order there in a very difficult situation down there headaches, I would entertain that idea. So as I mentioned, I'll visit with Daryl Lease about that and a few others, and we'll see what we can do. One other call that came in during the break. Roll that, Todd.
Hi, this is Mike in Minot. Say, I was just calling. I heard a couple guys were camping down on the Missouri River, and they got a ticket from the Corps. And I was just wondering what the Paris Peace Clean Air Act that's going into effect in 30 days, how that's going to affect coal business. Thank you.
All right, a couple of questions there. But on the first one, I've heard that too. I want to find out if that actually happened, because that would be rich, wouldn't it? Without question, Congressman Cramer actually brought it up as having heard a report. I just don't know if that's been confirmed, but we'll ask. And he's probably a good one to ask on the Clean Air Act as well. All right, our next guest is the president of the Coal Blue Project. It's a groundbreaking initiative to build greater support among Democrats for sustainable energy policies that include clean coal. John Wood is with us. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. Good to be here. Thank you very much.
So I like this idea. I think it's a good idea, right? And I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, if you have an actual project around it and you have an actual effort around it, you're more likely to get people to be involved in it.
Well, it's we like to describe ourselves this morning as sort of the missionaries here. A lot of people look at us when we say what we're doing, and they give us sort of a strange look, like, really? but the point is this. One, there are far more Democrats out there who are supportive of coal, but more importantly, what we're trying to do is we're trying to grow the circle. We're trying to expand those and reach out particularly to what I would describe as non-coal Democrats, those who don't think they have any particular connection or interest, and show them that they do, that coal is an important fuel for this nation, for the world. And what's very important, it's a progressive measure that says, for those concerned about climate, which on the Democratic side of the aisle is widespread, we can simultaneously address the climate challenge and create new opportunities for coal at the same time, because there is no way to reduce global CO2 without the development and deployment of low-carbon coal, low-carbon natural gas, sustainable fossil fuels. It is a fantasy to think that we can wish coal and natural gas away. We've got to learn how to manage the carbon.
Yeah, that narrative has just taken off, hasn't it? By the, I call them green extremists, and they win. They really win on the PR, front in a way that's it's tough to watch.
Well, but I think how we actually turn the tide is we stop talking about should we act on climate, should we not. Look, the science on climate may be uncertain, but we need to move beyond that and talk about the how. If we're going to address climate, let's get down to the specifics, and then we can turn the tide, because that's where we get back to. There is no path to a low-carbon world without low-carbon coal. And here's the particularly good news. There is a real sea change going on in the sense of progressive Democrats, people like Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, Cory Booker in New Jersey, Brian Schatz in Hawaii, Al Franken in Minnesota.
Whoa, be still my heart.
Who now understand. And Senator Franken is one of the leaders. He's been on this for 2 or 3 years now, who understand the essential role for CCS in addressing climate, recognizing there is a role for coal going forward. That's a huge change. That is how we begin to develop the consensus. And at the same time, on the Republican side, there are Republicans who, supportive of fossil energy, understand that we can make this part of a clean energy agenda. And it's creating that kind of bipartisan support. We're focused on the Democratic side of the aisle. It has to be bipartisan. We recognize that.
A text earlier, I said I would share this with you, said you cannot support coal, oil, or guns and call yourself a Democrat. The party is against all of those things.
Well,
that's a challenge, right? Now, I said in response, you're going to take support from anywhere you can get it when you're this industry. You need every
single
vote you can get. And if somebody's brave enough to say, I'm a Democrat, I'm with you guys, even though the rest of their party is somewhere else, you're going to take it. So I get that. But, how do they explain the party being so against? I mean, is the texture right to say the party's against those things? The party themselves really has taken a hard-line stance on it.
Well, again, that's where we're pushing back, and that's where we're trying to make Democrats feel comfortable, those who support a coal-inclusive clean energy agenda, to make clear there is no other kind of clean energy agenda that's realistic. Our message to the environmental community is carbon capture and storage is an absolutely essential part of any realistic climate strategy. On the other side, we point to the fossil community and labor, who supports fossil energy, and saying carbon capture and storage is an essential element of the future of coal in a clean energy world. Here's the good news. I mentioned Sheldon Whitehouse. Heidi Heitkamp, we love her dearly, introduced a bill in July to significantly increase the federal tax credit for carbon capture and storage. She co-authored that bill with Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island. We have Brian Schatz, Cory Booker, Tim Kaine from Virginia, the vice presidential nominee, was an original co-sponsor of the bill. Brace yourself. Hillary Clinton endorsed the bill the first week of September. She is on record supporting...
Same woman that's looking coal miners in the eyes and saying you're going to have to find different jobs?
And that's the turnaround here, is saying we don't have... This is not an either-or choice.
Hold that thought. We'll pick up more after the break. John Wood of the Coal Blue Project with us on What's On Your Mind.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, Callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Springs Spa he purchased at Hot Springs Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Europeans said this morning if we vote for Hillary, it's snafu, and if we vote for Donald Trump, it's foobar. This is what we look like to the outside. Thanks.
Who cares? I think snafu and foobar both fit what's happening in most of those countries right now. Take our instructions from them. The reason Donald Trump is doing as well as he's doing is because of that sort of look down your nose sort of mentality of please. We're brought to you in part today by My Pillow. You can get a great deal. Right now, if you use the promo code Scott, it's our best deal ever, actually. Now, this one is two premium pillows. So before we had two classics, now we upgraded to the premium. Got two of those, two travel pillows, and four of these are going to cost you less than the price of one premium pillow. So $99.98, you get four pillows, savings of $179. Simple as using Scott, the promo code, and MyPillow.com, or by calling 800-506-9028. Wrapping up our time at the Lignite Energy Council's fall conference, coming up in about an hour, a little lunch event. We'll wrap up the two-day event here, and Steve Moore of the right now, I think he should be most famous for the fact that he's the top economic advisor to Donald Trump. And along with Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow and a few other folks, put together an incredible plan that I can't wait to talk to him a little bit about. And I hope Donald Trump talks more about in the debate on Sunday night. But he, of course, has been at the Wall Street Journal, the Heritage Foundation, founded the Club for Growth. He is one of our nation's treasures. Great economic mind, good friend. Steve Moore of the... I always want to say of the Wall Street Journal, but he's not there anymore. But he writes for the Wall Street Journal, and many others will be here over the lunch hour. I look forward to hearing from him on. He's going to do a little rundown on the energy stance of both candidates. So that'll be coming up here shortly. Finishing our conversation with John Wood of the Coal Blue Project. So we were talking about getting more Democrats into a place where they are comfortable and can vote. And you're telling me some good news about people like Al Franken and others recognizing carbon capture is the way to go. This industry's been doing this for a long time, right? So while they've been taking pot shots, the industry's been doing it, getting cleaner, right, cleaner, cleaner, investing millions and millions of dollars. Are there two factions of the Democrats and liberals, do you believe, on this issue? In other words, is there one group that just let's bankrupt the coal companies? Electricity rates necessarily skyrocket, kill them with regulation, snuff them out, make sure they don't build another one so we can prop up the other ones, and then the people you're talking about that are interested in another way?
Well, I'm not sure if there are really two different factions. I think there's a lot of the challenge we face and the task we face is there's a lot of folks within the Democratic Party who I think because they don't, that we have not done a good job of educating, that we've not reached out and really explained the essential, the enduring role of coal and fossil energy, both in the United States and globally. And again, so the point we make is if you're concerned about climate, if you believe climate change is real, then the imperative is to find ways to manage the carbon in the coal and natural gas, not think we can wish them away.
So, but you can't bring up that, hey, I mean, give me a break. We could do everything exactly as you want it done. And limiting CO2, and we're still a drop in the ocean.
Well,
you can't tell them that.
So the point is, if we're really going to affect global CO2, we have to be the leaders, but we lead by technology. Being a first mover is not by definition being a leader. It's only, you can be a first mover, but if no one follows, you've done no good.
So if I got in the middle of this group, one of your meetings, and said, you're spending and suggesting all this money be spent, and really, I don't point to anything and say, oh, CO2, it's going to be the death of us, 50 years, 100 years from now. Is it better just not to even argue that front? Is that what you're saying?
Right. We're saying, look, we think the science debate can go on. We think politically and even from a business perspective, the U.S., the world is moving towards cleaner energy with clean defined to include CO2.
Right.
Here's the point we need to stress is not only, it's not simply that coal can be part of the solution, it's to let those on the climate side, get them to understand there is no solution without coal. It is just unrealistic. They will fail.
Why is it unrealistic?
You cannot, there's just no path forward.
In other words, we have more energy needs than we would be able to provide for.
Right now, the International Energy Agency projects between now and 2040 that global CO2 emissions will go up 39%. If not only the United States, but the entire Western world, all the OECD nations went totally fossil free. We don't have a gas, coal-fired power plant. We don't have gasoline-powered cars. Totally fossil free by 2040. That increase in CO2 globally would be 4%. That may sound good, but guess what? To be on a path to stabilization, it needs to be a negative 41% change. Yeah. That's the developing world. They are going to make use of fossils. We're not going to be fossil free by 2040, but even making that unrealistic assumption, we've got to develop the technology for the developing world.
Do they get how much the ideas they would like to implement would cost.
Well, that's part of, that's the other part. We talk about sustainable energy, not just clean energy. And sustainable energy is abundant, affordable, reliable, and clean. And a point we emphasize is, as we pursue clean energy, we cannot lose sight of the importance of affordability and reliability. That is a concern we have about the Clean Power Plan, for example. And again, that's news to a lot of the folks we talk to. But if we can have that kind of a calm, thoughtful discussion, we are very pleased by the reception, the positive reception we're getting.
I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
I think folks here that care about this industry should be glad you're doing it, because that stops bad things like the Clean Power Plan and everything else. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good to catch up with you. All right, Frank in Northern Minnesota. Sorry, we ran out of time here to get you in before the end of the program. See you tomorrow. Al Jager, Secretary of State on voting. Steve Moore, FreedomWorks Senior Economic Contributor, will join us as well. More coming up. See you, folks. Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy, too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.